Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
McPherson at night. It's time for the night shift. Not KM till AM. Just a quick hit. 6:30 to about 7:30. And then Super Wild Card weekend continues with the Cardinals at the Rams out there at SoFi Stadium in Englewood, California. We will have the call. And if you listen to my show Friday night, I know many of you might not have. You might just be tuning in from Carton and Roberts. You might just be in your car and listening to the fan right now, but for the listeners that were with me Friday for the 5-hour Football Friday mega show that we did, there's a theme that has carried over through the weekend as I knew that it would. Don't want to say I called it, but it was an easy call. It's obvious. We see it all the time and we ignore it, but I just put a name to it and have called it out online over and over again. The NFL is bogus. So I called this hashtag NFL bogus. Why is the NFL bogus? What do you mean, Keith? The NFL product has become bogus. What we see on TV has become confusing to fans. What we see from these officials has become confusing to not just fans, but players, people in the stadium, people watching at home, it's interesting. Now, let's put a pin in that. NFL bogus, the officiating, we are going to talk about that. But I can't bury the lead here. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. There's definitely people that want to hear me talk about them Cowboys. How about them? They're frauds. But we knew they were frauds. As soon as the matchup came out, 3-6, Cowboys draw the Niners. Niners had been rolling. 10-win team. Immediately looking for an upset. Everyone pointed to that game. Whether you watched ESPN, Fox, NFL Network, CBS, whatever. Most people took the Niners. I'm a Dallas fan. I didn't bet a dollar on the Dallas Cowboys. I wagered a couple hundred dollars this weekend. Did I see one bet for the Cowboys that I liked? No. Did I come on air and tell you to take the Cowboys? No. You can go back. You can look on the podcast. You can rewind through 5 hours. There was never one sentence where I said, hey, bet the Cowboys. Cowboys are going to get it done. I said, hey, the Cowboys are favored. -3 at home. They've got all the talent, right? This is a team with a cornerback with 11 interceptions and a rookie who's being talked about as defensive player of the year. Dak is setting records. They had 40 passing touchdowns. You got multiple receivers. Enough already. I also said on Friday that if you believe in history repeating itself, bet that way. Well, history was certain to repeat itself with the Dallas Cowboys, one and done. How many times have we heard about the Cowboys being one and done? When the Cowboys lose, America wins. The Dallas Cowboys are no longer America's team. They haven't been for so long, since the 90s. The Patriots were America's team for a little while. But the Dallas Cowboys are America's team to laugh at. We got another national laugher. We got another nationally televised game with no other game on. The highest viewed game of the week. Everybody tuned in to laugh at the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, Mike McCarthy, Dak Prescott, 14 penalties. These guys went out there unprepared, looked undisciplined, and they were stunned. And now I get to bring it back to the officiating. The NFL is bogus. It took that game forever to end. The Cowboys were done in the first half. But it seemed like the football gods, maybe Jerry Jones, somebody was working to keep the Cowboys in it. Whether it was a Jimmy G overthrow or a Jimmy G interception that did it. It just seemed like the Dallas Cowboys kept getting chance after chance to come back. Whether it was the Niners settling for field goals and not being able to punch it in. Or the most egregious thing. For me, when I say that the NFL is bogus and the product that we're getting as fans, what we're watching is super bogey, the NFL's got a new camera, I guess, right out of the sticks, right where the pylon or, you know, the measure is for the first down. Deebo Samuel has the ball. Looks like to me he gets the first down. But they show us this new camera angle where if you look just this way, now all of a sudden, he's short. We have to remeasure the ball. They had already spotted the ball. The line judge had already spotted the ball. They measured it first down. Move the sticks. Instead, they go to this camera, and then there's a review, and I don't know. Maybe they always seem to check in here in New York. Maybe in New York they said, hey, hit the Buffalo Wild Wings button. It seemed like the Buffalo Wild Wings commercial. The Dallas Cowboys game just kept getting extended, prolonging the L, delaying the inevitable. So they moved the ball. I don't think I've ever seen that. They have this new camera angle that's right on the marker, right on the sticks, and that one angle shows Deebo Samuel was a little bit short, so they have to re-spot the ball, re-measure the ball, and he's short. But then they get the first down, and it just extended the game. I told my wife, I'm like, oh, it's 7:55. They need this game to go way past 8 o'clock. The next game doesn't start till 8:30. They need this game to only give us 10 minutes between games. It's bogus. You're watching the NFL all of these years and you've watched it change. And I started looking into it because I know I'm not crazy. It's just my eyes and I guess my football knowledge, right? No, it isn't. It happened in the Bengals game. In the Bengals game, we all saw that Joe Burrow, it's 3rd and 4. The game wasn't out of hand yet, and I'm not making excuses for the Raiders and the Raiders fans, right? The Cowboys would have lost the game. The Raiders would have lost the game. Either way. But the Raiders were still in that game. It was 13-6. Joe Burrow is rolling to the right, scrambling. And as he's going out of bounds, he chucks the ball to the back of the end zone to Tyler Boyd, but you can all hear the whistle. We all heard it. And if you go back, they were talking about it, and it wasn't a matter of did he step out or not. It was clear that he was in still. We saw that. But if there is a whistle, this is football. Anyone that's played football, you play till the whistle blows. And when that whistle is blown, the officials cannot meet up and say, yeah, we did have an inadvertent whistle, but that's a touchdown. They can't rule that a touchdown. You have to replay the down. You can't just say touchdown. It's ridiculous. There's articles being written about it. If you follow me on Twitter, I'll put the article out. But in the article that was written by Kevin Seifert from ESPN, he basically says in this article, let me scroll down and find it. Now I don't have it, but he basically said that that can't happen. He says the touchdown should not have counted. and the play should have been replayed. It is not reviewable. The players often stop playing when they hear a whistle. It's inherently unfair to allow post-whistle action to count in the playoffs. At the top of that article, which I'm glad somebody is writing an article about it. So when I'm talking about the NFL being bogus, I have some backup. There's other people that have seen this, and I know you've seen it too, just being a fan. He opens the article like this. He says, "Your instincts were correct if you felt like NFL officials were throwing more flags in 2021. Penalties ticked up 13.8% per game during the regular season, a bit higher than the 2020 season, which was 13.1%. Still way below where we were in 2019 and 2018. He said, "That's the longer-term context as you watch this year's postseason games. It would be a surprise if we saw many penalty-filled games, and with any luck, we'll spend the next 4 weeks talking about the performance of players and coaches, not the fouls that were called or uncalled against them." And last week, on Friday, I told you the number one thing to remember, whether you're gambling, whether your team is in, whether your team is out, whether you're rooting against a team, whether you want to see another team win for whatever reasons, go into these playoff games knowing that the NFL is bogus and that this is going to happen. I put a tweet out there that people came back to over the weekend. I said the number one thing to remember as we head into the playoffs is that some team or teams will get the short end of the stick based off bad calls, missed calls, or just trash refs. Jerome Berger and his staff, his crew, they're not allowed to do another game this postseason. Jerome Boger. Adam Schefter came out with a tweet the next day that they're done. After reviewing, they reviewed these guys' performance, and it was that bad. You're done. You can't work another game. And this was the right move by the NFL. The NFL is bogus, and they know that they're bogus. And it's gotten to the point where I'm sitting there watching the Cowboys game, and I'm like, I don't care what happens anymore. It's all over the place. Not the refs spotting the ball. Most people don't realize, like, they have to spot the ball before you can snap it. That ref maybe should have been faster. There's another bogus thing. Higher, athletic, faster refs, NFL. So we don't have these issues. But there's a larger theme here. There's a larger discussion around the NFL product. I hate to knock the WWE because I know there's some wrestling fans listening. But it's starting to be like WWE. It's fake. What we're seeing is altered by the Buffalo Wild Wings button, by the officials, by the guys in New York. So how can I take the results seriously when I know that these guys out there calling the game are just kind of huddling up and figuring out what to do, and they're under pressure too? The NFL is bogus if you really pay attention. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Just a quick hit here. We'll come back. We'll talk about some of the other games from the weekend. We'll talk about some of the other instances of bogus plays being called the wrong way, missed calls, flags, whatever. Too many penalties all weekend. It's hard to watch the flow of a game with so many penalties being called. Once again, this is Keith McPherson. This is a quick hit, not KM till AM. We'll be right back after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Fan is your station. We want to hear from you. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
I'm back. Yeah, of course. I have to use this quick minute to clear something up, because I did my whole open and I thought about like how to word it, of course, right? People are going to think that if I call out the NFL officiating, it's because I'm a butthurt, sad Cowboys fan blaming the refs. No. Those fans that you saw throwing trash at the refs, they're trash humans. I don't know where they all came from. I won't group them in as people from Texas. Anytime you see people throw things onto the court, the field, that's just, those are garbage individuals. And I tried to be clear when I said that the Cowboys are frauds. They're America's team to laugh at. They were stunned. They had chance after chance, and they still couldn't get it done. I thought that that was getting out there, that like the Cowboys would have lost regardless, and I'm not using the refs as an excuse. They were terrible. If you watch that game, 14 penalties, that's not the refs. That's undisciplined. I thought I just said the team was undisciplined. That falls on Mike McCarthy. Dak had a nightmare game, couldn't get it done. I will say it again. The Dallas Cowboys are frauds, one and done. Everybody picked against them for good reason. History repeated itself. Me being a Dallas Cowboys fan has nothing to do with me coming at the officiating. I watched the entire NFL. I gave you an example from the Bengals and Raiders game. But of course, I go to my Twitter and some random person, I'm like, are you drunk, dude? Did you miss what I said? He says, love the show, man, but calling the NFL bogus because your team lost, that ain't it, bro. They had 60 minutes. Bro, what are you talking about? That's not why they lost the game. Ezekiel Elliott couldn't get anything going on the ground. They had to go away from him. Dak Prescott, a guy that I root for, that I wanted them to pay, a guy that I celebrated when he became the quarterback after Romo. Man, didn't you wish you had Tony Romo yesterday? Tony Romo would have made a couple of those throws, and it's not all on Dak. The receivers dropped passes, and the penalties killed us. There were holds after holds after illegal hands to the face. The Cowboys sucked yesterday. I've been a fan of the team forever, so that means I've been doing this forever, these one-and-dones, these embarrassing losses. And that one took the cake. That was about as embarrassing as it gets. You cannot blame the refs. And Dak even came out and doubled down on the fans throwing stuff and saying, well, yeah, you know, kind of alluding to, okay, as long as they're not throwing it at the players, good for throwing it at the refs. No, Dak, the refs did their job. You didn't do yours. You sucked in the biggest moment at the biggest time. Let's take another break. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, hey, Google, play WFAN.
Martin had a dream. Wrong song, but it's MLK Day. Had to get that one off. MLK Day, NBA lines up for the holiday, a full slate of games. And our New York NBA teams take the L. The Knicks lose at the Garden to the Hornets, 97-87 on Martin Luther King Day. And then the Nets lose out in Cleveland to the Cavs, 114-107. Two frustrating games that, I don't know, I won't say they probably could have won. No excuses here. And again, I'm not making excuses for the Dallas Cowboys. I was disgusted with that team. My team, the team that I signed up to root for when I was 5 years old. They are frauds. The worst play call to end a game that I've seen. I don't know what goes through your mind as a coach, quarterback. I don't know if I'm on that team, I'm going to be like, oh, wait, what is going on? We're going to run a QB draw here with seconds left and no timeouts? Are we trying to go out the wrong way? We already saw the line judge, the ump, in the middle of the field give us trouble with spotting the ball and getting set up. We're going to try that again? We're going to literally try and spike the ball, and then Mike McCarthy, he's the worst. I'm a Dallas fan, and I can tell you I'm out on the guy. Deer in headlights, awareness level might be, I don't know, 4 out of 10 at best. Not going for it on fourth downs. Like, your season isn't on the line. Oh, yeah, we'll just punt. We got time. And then the clock is how, like, it was a perfect game for the Cowboys to be exposed, for Jerry Jones to be exposed. It all came out for everyone to see. The most watched game of the weekend. And there is no way in hell that I would get on the radio and duck smoke. There's no way I would deflect from that terrible performance and try and act like it's on the refs. It's not. It's not. It's on the head coach who didn't have his team prepared. His team was undisciplined. Bruce Arians, reigning Super Bowl head coach, to keep his team in line, he'll step on the field and smack a guy. He put hands on one of his players. Mike McCarthy doesn't have his team prepared, but there's a lot of hype around the Cowboys. The Cowboys are entitled. The Cowboys think that, like, we them boys, we could just show up. You're not going to show up against Kyle Shanahan and those guys. Those guys were ready to play from the jump, and they've got some dogs over there. Injuries couldn't even slow the Niners down. Bosa gets hurt. Fred Warner gets hurt. They're dropping like flies. The Cowboys, nothing could wake the Cowboys out of their twilight zone. They were stunned. Dak Prescott, nightmare game. Nightmare game. As a former quarterback, I used to have dreams where I would be in the dream and, like, you just can't get the offense going. And it's like three and out, but you don't even run any plays. It's just you keep popping back up on the field, but you can't get a drive together. You can't get in the end zone. That was a nightmare for Dak Prescott. Kept happening. Just couldn't put a drive together. Couldn't get anything consistently going with the door wide open. They were stunned. Has nothing to do with the refs. They're frauds. They had the most penalties all year. And what shined through watching the game yesterday, that this is an undisciplined team that creates a lot of trouble for themselves. They count against themselves. Yeah, the casual fan, the biased, delusional Cowboys fan, which I'm not, I can never be, will say, oh, the refs got us again. No. The refs didn't get you again. Your guys made mistakes in crucial moments. Your quarterback couldn't make the throws. Your receivers couldn't make the catch. Your play callers, which Kellen Moore is the offensive coordinator for the Cowboys, he's getting a lot of looks for head coach. There was even a rumor right before the Dallas Cowboys game that he could become the replacement for Mike McCarthy, that he could be the Cowboys' next head coach. Well, man, I don't know about that. I think they need to slow down on Kellen Moore. And I think Dan Quinn needs to come back and finish what he started as well, because you win 12 games. The only good thing that I could say in my group chats and my conversations yesterday about the Cowboys was at least they went from worst to first. At least they went from 12-4 to 12-5. But that was what was expected of them. They got Dak Prescott back. So it isn't like a team going from first to worst that, like, no one expected, no one saw coming. In our division, in the NFC East, you were supposed to be that. You were supposed to win the East, and the division is weak. So sweeping the division, right, going undefeated in the division this year for half your wins was fool's gold. The Dallas Cowboys are frauds. Jerry Jones has the most valuable NFL franchise, but they're not a good NFL franchise, and they haven't been for decades. We are in the third decade of the Dallas Cowboys just not being able to get it done. Can't even win a home playoff game after you win 12 games. You're frauds. Your quarterback not being accountable doubles down in the postgame to like make it seem like it's okay to throw things at the refs, like the, you know, good for them, good for the fans that were throwing. No, Dak. Play better. Mike McCarthy, coach better. Be better prepared. I thought that there would be a chip on the Cowboys' shoulder, maybe, right? Everybody picked against you. Everybody's counting you out. Everyone's laughing at you. I thought maybe it's 2022. We've seen some crazy things happen in the last 2 years. Maybe it's different this time for the Dallas Cowboys. Nope. New year, same Dallas Cowboys. Now, back to the conversation that I'm trying to have here in this short amount of time that I have. What I really feel like is the NFL officiating is just so bad. You know it's bad when a crew does a game and then they get banned from the rest of the playoffs. No, we won't put you guys on. We'll find anyone else. Human error and the human element is a part of sports. I'm a huge baseball fan. Not like, you know, not bigger than anyone else, but I love the game. I love baseball. I can't wait because I already tucked my Cowboys stuff. All my Cowboys stuff is tucked. So I will be wearing Yankees gear and Nets gear, and you won't see me in a Cowboys anything until August. It's ceremonious. It's what I do every year. The Cowboys embarrass us, and I can't stand to even look at a star in my closet. It's what you do as a Dallas fan. But the human element, we see it mostly in baseball because it's on every pitch. You got a guy behind the plate telling you whether it's a strike or a ball, and we literally have these trackers that show us where the ball hits. We've got the strike zone up there, and we have a human being who humans make mistakes, like telling us whether it's a strike or a ball. In the NBA, it's every night. They miss calls. They try and make up a call, and it's so quick, and it's so bang, bang, and we have the replay ability now to see like exactly what happened. They don't always call it right. They miss a lot. It's an inexact science, but it's a different game with football. It's a different game with the NFL, and the NFL is king. Millions of people watch these games. People are obsessed with the NFL, right? I saw people wearing Eagles jerseys this weekend knowing the Eagles didn't stand a chance, but they were pumped because their team was in it. That's how I am. I wore my Cowboys gear everywhere I could wear it, knowing that the season potentially was going to be over. This might be the last run. At least we're in the playoffs. But the officiating is so bad when you're watching it on TV and you're trying to get kids into the game that don't understand the game as much. It's like, what is going on? Or when you're trying to get people into the game that didn't play football or don't know the X's and O's. It just seems ridiculous. I didn't change the channel, but I was like, I might as well watch the Nickelodeon broadcast of this nonsense. That'll be more fun. That'll be more entertaining. Jim Nantz and Tony Romo aren't even sure what the play calls are going to be or what, you know, not the play calls, what the call is going to result in or, oh, is it touchdown? Is it short? Is this holding? Is this pass interference? Is this roughing the passer? We got John Mara out here trying to make sure that taunting gets taken out of the game. How about we actually focus on calling the game the right way? We have the technology. We have guys that can do it. And it just looks bad as a product when you're watching the NFL. And it seems fake. It seems not scripted because people try and say the NFL is rigged. It's scripted. Of course it can't be. But it does seem like a Buffalo Wild Wings commercial when it's like, wow, this game keeps going and going and going. For what? Penalty after penalty. You can't even get a good flow of the game going. Penalties kill momentum. Momentum is everything in football. It's just like, to me, I think they have to figure it out this offseason because the more we get these new camera angles and more technology to see what's actually going on, it makes the NFL look bogus. It's like your eyes are deceiving you. The NFL will literally tell you what you saw or what you heard. In this example, this week we hear a whistle. What you saw or what you heard didn't actually happen. Our four, five guys are going to huddle up and they're going to tell you how this is going to go. We don't care about your bets. We don't care about your fandom. You're just going to accept it because you love football. You love the NFL and you're just ready for the next play. Let's get a quick call in because I want to see what Ed has to say out in Mohegan before we break. What's up, Ed? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what do you say? You know what? You're right. The Cowboys only beat the NFC East. I get it. But if you look at their losses, all four of their
They lost to the AFC West. They lost to the Broncos, to the Raiders.
Right, all playoff teams. Except for the Broncos, all playoff teams. When is the last time the Cowboys won a big game in the regular season? It hasn't happened.
They're frauds. They're frauds. They were close, you know. We can go back to week one and talk about the officiating in week one when Dak literally said to Tom Brady, we'll see you in the playoffs. Well, Dak, you had your future in your hands last night to go meet Tom Brady in the playoffs and you didn't do it. The Cowboys are frauds, man. They're America's team to laugh at.
All right, so then let me ask you this. What's the solution? Because I'm a Giant fan, so I know my entire team stinks. So they got to do something else. But, I mean, the Cowboys have good players. They have a great payroll. I'm not sold on their coach either.
Right.
But what do you do? Do you just get something for Dak now?
No. They paid Dak. So this whole offseason.
No, I know. But is he a winner? Is he the guy?
So far.
He's not going to win with Cooper and Lamb and Schultz.
Yep, so far he's not looking like the guy. He's looking like a choke artist. I'm a lifelong Cowboys fan, and I'm wishing we had Romo in the game yesterday. Romo would have made a play. Yeah. Dak was stunned. He looked like a deer in headlights.
Watching Ben Roethlisberger, who I thought played a good game, there were a lot of drops in that game. They didn't lose that game totally because of him. I'm sure he's going to retire. But what would you? I'm just out of curiosity. How well do you think they would have fared if you had Roethlisberger back there?
Oh, Ed, I got to drop Ed after that. What are we talking about? How would the Cowboys have fared with a two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback on his last leg? I think Ben Roethlisberger could have made a throw. I think he would have made a better couple decisions than Dak. And it's not all on Dak. He had some drops, but there was plenty of opportunities. They had chance after chance. So my thought on Dak is that, like I said, they paid him. And it's going to be a long offseason. And this will build some type of character. But, like, Dak has been around for six seasons now. Like, he's got to figure it out. And I think this offseason, this nightmare game is going to be with him forever. We hope he comes back next year better for it. But ultimately, you're going nowhere with this head coach. I had said right here on air, I hope one of two things doesn't happen, right? I talked about Greg Zuerlein, who we used to call Legatron, and he's completely washed now. He doesn't deserve that nickname anymore. But he missed kicks all year. If he makes some kicks in that week one game, Dallas versus the Bucks, Dallas might have won. He missed kicks all year, extra points and field goals. The Cowboys didn't replace him at any point. They said he's the best option out there. I was hoping that the game didn't come down to a field goal. The Cowboys never got it close for that. But the other thing that I was worried about came true. Mike McCarthy's decision-making, his lack of game management, lack of knowing when to go for it on fourth down, knowing when or when not to use a timeout, not burning all your timeouts in a game like this where at the end of the game, you're going to go QB draw and kill the clock and now you don't have a timeout. In my opinion, Mike McCarthy's not the answer. He can't just magically get better. He took a whole year off where he was supposed to be getting better as a head coach. The guy is what he is. He might be a rah-rah guy that the guys like and they believe, but you're not going to get to the level that the Cowboys should go with all this talent with Mike McCarthy leading them, and I feel like they're stuck with him. But we're seeing that coaches can get fired after Black Monday. Coaches can get fired after, or GMs can get fired after they're in the playoffs. So we'll see what happens with that. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Not too much time. We got to take another break. BRB.
Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
All right. Not too much time to wrap this thing up here. Hopefully you got this from the last hour of me talking and me doing this quick hit. The Cowboys are frauds. They're America's team to laugh at. They went out in the most embarrassing way possible, and it serves them right. I just watched a clip on Twitter of how many times after games the Cowboys blame the refs. And as a sports fan, as a former athlete, and as now a fan-turned-analyst, just a fanalist, a host on air, you know that you're not supposed to blame the refs. I'm not blaming the refs for the outcome. I hope what you take from what you've heard me say multiple times, what I called last Friday before we went into these games, and which I'm doubling down on right now, is that the NFL is bogus and that the officiating we see is incorrect at times, ridiculous at times, and we just accept it like it's fine, like it's okay. I tweeted out the Kevin Seifert article from ESPN so that you see an actual like journalist, someone that's on it, who kept a running file. He said, we kept a running file of the officiating decisions over the weekend. Like, so other people are on to this. I'm just going off of what I see with my eyes as a fan. I watch Red Zone. I watch every NFL game that's on primetime by itself. I'm an NFL fan. I'm a former football player. I'm obsessed with football. What I'm not obsessed with is how the game is being shown to America, or the world. I feel like if the NFL doesn't get the officiating right, the more we watch, the more people are going to be like, this is not valid. I can't take this seriously. I use the example of the pass interference call with the Rams and the Saints a few years back now, 2018, where the Saints ended up, you know, losing for that play right there. Like, they lost to that play right there. The Rams end up going to a Super Bowl, and we just accept it. It was blatant pass interference, but we just accepted the outcome. Cost the Saints a trip to the Super Bowl. The Saints had a few runs where they, you know, that team we thought was going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. Their run is over. Drew Brees' career is over. And they had to accept bogus officiating like that. I know I'm not the only one thinking it. And I will use my platform so that you think of it, so that you are ready for it. It's going to happen again next week, but the stakes are higher, right? That's why the NFL said, okay, this officiating crew from the Bengals-Raiders game, they can't even be allowed to do another game. Rob in East Rutherford, tell me something. Rob, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Welcome to the Fan, man. I'm a lot like you. I'm a Raider fan since I'm 6. I grew up in the shadow of Giant Stadium, which isn't there anymore. A lot of my Raider Nation friends that I'm friends with over throughout the country, they're comparing this game, what happened to the Raiders with that whistle, to the Tuck rule, and I vehemently disagree. I don't think that whistle cost us the game. Our red zone efficiency cost us the game. Penalties cost us the game. But I agree with you.
Fielding that kick inside the five, you know, there was a couple other bonehead mistakes. Derek Carr decision-making, fumbles.
Yeah.
I talked to some Raiders fans this weekend, too, and the Tuck rule, and it's funny because now Man in the Arena, Tom Brady's streaming show, which I haven't watched a second of, but I saw the promo, Brady finally talks to Charles Woodson about that play, two Michigan guys getting together to laugh about it now, but Charles Woodson was still on it, like, this is not fair, this is not right.
Yeah, but it's still, so, you know, the NFL has all this technology, the world has all this technology, they don't listen. They don't have the listening capabilities. It's not something that's built into the rules. They can't go back and listen for that whistle. That amazes me that it's 2022. How is that not even part of the rule where they should be able to get the
Take the TV out of it. Take all that stuff out of it. I played football for the first time, like organized when I was 10. They teach you about the whistle. You play to the whistle. And when you hear that whistle, whatever happens after that whistle didn't happen.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I play college ball. Same thing. It's like, I don't understand how the NFL can't get this right. I mean, it hurts me as a Raider fan. I felt like we were playing with house money anyways. You know, we had a tough
At that season. Point in the game, you were in the game. It was 13-6.
100%. 100%. It hurt, but, you know, I'm not going to blame that call for the loss. There were so many other things that accumulated that led to us losing that game. And, you know, I'm like you. I want to see the officiating. Just get it right.
Just be better, because as a football fan, take my allegiance to the team that I chose before I even knew where the Dallas Cowboys actually played on the map. As a football fan, right, you say you played in college. So you played at a high level. I played at a high level in college. We know that once that play is blown dead, that can't be a touchdown. We can replay the down.
Yep.
It can't be a touchdown. Yeah. And we are accepting it nationally, globally, as, yeah, that's a touchdown because they got together and said it. No, you blew it dead.
It's just frustrating.
So when they blow it dead, the guys loosen up a little bit. They're not chasing the play as much because they're like, oh, all right, this isn't going to stand. Wait, what? That's a touchdown? That, my friend, is bogus.
I mean, have a good night. Thanks for talking.
Thanks, Rob. And here's my last point. Perfect timing. As we watch these playoffs, and we'll watch tonight, the winners of these playoff games have to leave no doubt. It can't come down to a fourth quarter where it's tied up or it's a one-score game and the officiating has the chance to dictate the outcome of the game. It might happen. And when it does happen, you can find me online at Keith McPherson, wherever you follow people, and I'll be talking about NFL bogus, because the NFL is bogus if you really pay attention. All the sports are because of the human element, human error, but NFL is the most because of the way the game is played. That's all I've got. The game is coming up. Cardinals versus Rams. We've got the call. I'll be back for a 5-hour show tomorrow. See you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.